Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Can we
It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Tim McCurdy, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Sullivan, involved with you. Kind of fun what's going on here on Twitter, Doug. I don't know if you're looking at the Twitter. Do you follow Misty Plops?
No, I don't.
Ooh, that's a miss. Misty Plops, unbelievable tweet. I don't think this has ever happened in the history of the show. I think the rat might have done it on MySpace. But Misty Plops sent this tweet out. Unbelievable. Take a look at this. I'll hold it up. And if you're watching on MSNBC, it's on the left side of your monitor. Misty Plops sent this tweet out.
That's the Bambino calling his shot.
Oh, right
from
there?
One of the movies.
John Goodman doing that? Why would he send that out? Oh, he's calling a shot on the email.
How about, way to connect the dots there, Columbo.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I was making reference to how Thursday night at Hot Shots in Edwardsville will be my last program before Thanksgiving, as we are going to Sanibel. Look, we go down there every year right around this time, our anniversary.
Do you?
It's this time, but it's the first time I'm flying with a young tyke.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll be a whole. How about that whole?
You'll have to clutch him to your bosom.
My boy breasts.
Yeah, I mean you don't have to buy a seat. Did you buy him a seat?
I think you don't have to do that until like what age? Three.
But I don't know if it's that old. I'm not sure what the rule is now. But you'll just have to clutch him to your bosom.
Well, I mean, I'm going to sit in a different spot than him and Anna Marita so I can enjoy some sleep.
You're in first class and they're in the back, probably.
Southwest first class, yeah.
No.
It's very nice. But anyway, are there planes that fly out of St. Louis that have first class, by the way? Because one of the Curb Your Enthusiasm this past weekend, one of the highlights was the opening scene with Larry David. His flight got canceled and they closed the door at the gate. And even though the plane was still right there and they had just closed the door, they wouldn't let him on because they had closed the door at the gate.
You couldn't open the door again.
Exactly, making the observation regarding that FAA regulation.
Spoiler alert, please.
And then the show already aired. And then he then wanted to get a first class seat on the new flight and they didn't have one and he had to sit in coach. And I thought to myself, you know, I have been lucky enough, although it's been a very long time to fly first class. But when you think of the flights that fly out of St. Louis, for the most part, if you are flying on Southwest, as far as I know, doesn't have first class.
No. American does.
It does, but you're usually flying to a Dallas or Chicago on one of those smaller planes that don't have first class to then go to one of the bigger planes that does have first class. You know, I mean, I'm sure that they do have first class flights. They're just can't. The percentage of planes that are at Lambert that have first class has to be around at the highest 25%.
I think you're right. And I think part of that is the airline industry proper has decided that there are not enough people in St. Louis classy enough to require first class.
Is that what they did, Doug?
They may have.
Maybe we all got pride jets, huh?
I've never had it in me to say, yeah, I'll pay two or three times as much.
What is a first class? Is that what it is? I don't know.
Just about.
Is it really? So like if you had a $500 flight to L.A. on American, it would be $1,500.
Well, I don't know that. I just know it's so much more.
It is so much more
that you but say. I mean, well, that's not worth it. Yeah. Maybe if you get an upgrade, it would make sense.
You know what? The best value with Southwest, if you find that you're in the C group, which might mean middle seat, which is the worst on a long flight.
It's a high risk play.
You pay the $30, and then you get into like a B group or an A group. You can upgrade your seating priority at that point. And that's not a huge amount of money.
If you sit in the middle seat, you ought to at least get those armrests. Those ought to belong to the guy in the middle. Because the guy on the aisle can kind of lean over, and the guy on the window, he can lean over. The guy in the middle is just stuck in no man's land.
I had
the lucky pier.
The last time I flew, I was in a two-seater, like one where the aisle was two seats, which is usually a good situation. I'm in the aisle seat, and the guy next to me decided that the leg room for him also went over into my seat.
Oh, yeah, I've had that.
So his leg is on my side, and of course he took the middle armrest to the point where his elbow was in my side. And then he fell asleep.
Mm.
And
you push him?
And he's elbowing me.
Push him!
So I had to...
Push him!
I actually took his elbow and moved it and said, sir, no disrespect, but you're elbowing me in my side as you take up most of the seat.
Mm-hmm.
And then he looked furious.
Ooh.
Yeah,
he looked furious.
You? How dare you?
But honestly, he had his leg in, on my, you know how you have like
kicking.
Leg room in front of you?
Yeah, he's
kicking.
Out of line.
Put his in, and then his elbow was over
pushing.
The thing. So I had to actually be in the aisle to
push
avoid him.
Push him and kick him.
No, I just, I picked up his elbow and moved, and he woke up and looked at me. I said, sorry, sir, you're kind of elbowing me in the side
yeah,
as you take him. Up a lot of the space here. And he did move his leg.
Kick
and
then
him. Was he burly, bro?
Moved,
was he burly, bro?
No, he was just a normal-sized guy.
Mm.
It happens, so. Though. I tried to be
one
very
to ten, kind. 1 to 10, 1 to 10, 1 to
10. How cute he was? Mm-hmm. I would have solid 6.5.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm. That's not bad.
Mm. But you don't want to have like a you don't want to have an incident on the flight, so everyone
no.
should act respectfully.
You'd think
you know,
so.
In a nice even if you're wronged,
how much
doesn't
gall
mean
does
that gives
take?
You the right to go, you know, ballistic on somebody.
No, but how much gall does it take to take up someone else's space?
It was unbelievable.
Put my feet where your feet
and
belong.
I tried to deal and I was like, I can't do it. So I had to move his elbow and I did it politely and respectfully, and he still was bruised by it.
Oh well. Push him.
Doug,
kick him.
Doug,
yeah.
Shave it up real nice, like with Harry's razors.
Okay.
I use Harry's razors, and I love the great shave it gives me and how inexpensive the razors are, and therefore I recommend that to the audience. Questions?
Yeah.
Yes,
I just,
the cat.
It, you know, your skin looks soft. I know people say it's supple, so
right.
I'm a believer. The only thing is, and maybe it's me nitpicking, but... I need an ergonomically designed handle.
Oh, that's great. Well, they have a weighted ergonomic handle. So
oh.
let me bring that up. That's all in the trial set, Doug.
Doug.
Plus 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, a rich lathering shave gel, and then convenient travel blade cover. And for those of you who are still on the fence, Harry's has a 100% quality guarantee. Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades. They want you to try this shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus... as a special offer for fans of this show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL. So while we are away in Sanibel, Doug, for our annual trip, I'm missing the Lady Gaga concert with Iggy and the Beer Cats family. And the Ballsack family.
I'm crushed. I'm good. I'm lucky that I get to see Janie, but I was really looking forward to you seeing
Thank
Lady
you,
Gaga.
Doug. Thank you. Thank you. Iggy.
Sure. That,
Janie,
that affects your enjoyment of the show, whether Tim is there with you. He'll be gone until Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving's Thursday at Hot Shots Edwardville. But Iggy is taking Carly, and it has caused a bit of a problem on the program because Mike Lee is now mad at Iggy, and even though Mike calls in all the time and talks with the Sea Monster, he will not come on the show because he's mad at Iggy. And joining us right now here on the Appliance Discounter phone lines, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program, Carly. Good morning, Carly.
What's up, Scrubs?
Scrubs?
I flipped that off. I liked it.
What'd she call us?
What's up, Scrubs? I like that, Doug.
I was actually getting really captivated by your 20-minute-long airplane seat conversation, so if you guys could pick that up again.
Okay. Stop reading us the Ryan Act.
What's up?
Carly, this is a whole thing with you going to Lady Gaga with Iggy. It has caused great tension between the show and Mike Lee. Are you aware of this?
Oh, you're telling me.
Is he calling you?
Snubbed.
Is he calling you?
Yeah, I'm getting snubbed, but he did invite me to his birthday party where I heard they're having a big fat birthday cake.
Mm. Doug, they're having a big fat birthday cake at this birthday party for Mike Lee.
Well, can you make that? Are you going to go?
Yeah.
Okay, well, don't snicker like that.
You know, there's another element to this, too. We don't believe it. We believe Iggy is a great American.
Patriot.
But some texts of this program believe, and really there's no evidence to support it, that he might, in fact, be a serial killer, having buried his victims in his sunflower garden. Are you concerned about that at all?
Who, Iggy?
No.
Clip that off.
Yes.
Oh,
are you worried about me killing you?
Thank you, Iggy.
What a great line, Doug.
Thank you, Iggy.
Has that ever been uttered in the English language?
Maybe not. Maybe not. Might have been a first. Now, what's your level of concern that you could be murdered after the evening?
You know what? I like the risk of it. So
yeah
it's eternal.
I like the element of surprise.
Yeah.
could be 30. It could be 70. I don't know. I'm still excited.
See? Okay. Are you a Lady Gaga fan, Carly?
I'm a music fan. I'm an Iggy fan.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Something brewing.
Well, I'll give you a piece of it.
Now we're getting
Mike
somewhere.
Mike isn't listening to this, Doug.
Well, I'll give you a piece of information that probably only Carly and I know. One of Lady Gaga's backup dancers, who happens to be a friend of mine, is from St. Louis.
Well, sure.
Is it Stacey Nelkin?
No, Christina O'Grady. Christina Grady.
Yeah, Christina.
And she usually just dances on Gaga specials, like Academy Awards, Emmys, things like that. Super Bowl.
Shows.
Gaga asked her to do the tour. She is.
Can you go with us?
Christina Grady was Carly's first dance instructor.
Wow.
Connection. Connection there.
Wow.
Wow.
And we may not meet Gaga, but we are going to hang out with Christina after the show, so you get to say hi to her.
Doug.
Now, Carly, I do have a question.
Go ahead,
that just kind of went right over the...
What's that? Great fact.
Well, your date didn't seem to care about that, so how are we supposed to care?
So, Carly, when Mike calls you Carla, do you take offense to that? And if so, are you going to change your name to Carla?
Good question, Plowhawk.
You know what? I don't take offense because all of us in this world come from different backgrounds and different accents, and I know he means well.
Mm-hmm. It's a great answer.
Now, are you going to provide
Carla on our marriage certificate just for the sake of it?
Prior to the date, are you going to provide a list of family contacts in case you do happen to come up missing?
Oh, of course. I'm putting every single one of your name, numbers, and addresses.
No, not us, because we're not involved.
Oh, no, you guys are being held liable.
Oh, Doug, gotta get that on the insurance policy.
Wasn't that
Carly, do you know Janie the lesbian? Do you know the Beer Cats family? Do you know the Ballsack family, the people that will be going on this magnificent evening?
I'm not familiar with the lesbians or the Sacks.
But you do know the Beer Cats family?
No.
Oh.
Or the cats.
No, or the cats.
Well,
no.
How would she?
I don't know.
No cats, no Sacks, no lesbies.
I think at one of the TMA Lives you were at, I think that's when the Ballsacks were there, Doug. Am I right on that?
I don't have any idea, Tim.
Oh, wow. They flew way over my radar.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
I think they were the night that you got up and did the...
She roasted Timberfake.
Yeah, against Timberfake. I think that was maybe the first night we saw the Ballsacks.
Oh, gosh, that was like a year ago.
Yeah, they've been loyal. They're Mrs. Ballsacks trying to sleep with who, Doug? I guess my wife, which is fine. You know, I'm for it.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely for that.
I don't know. I don't have any information.
Yeah, God bless her. You're exactly right, Carly. And then Janie the lesbian, certainly. But now she's with the Viking queen.
That may not go over well.
Right. I don't know how that'll play. But how do you...
Are these all of your Xbox usernames?
Yes, Doug.
I have no idea.
But Iggy says that this is just simply a friendship evening. Is that how you're viewing it, Carly?
Yeah, a very close friendship.
Very close friendship, though, Doug. Did you notice that?
Iggy could show you...
all of my hopes and dreams, so...
Any chance he could show you a fabulous evening and maybe he could get out of the friend zone?
I'm about to cut out.
Oh no! We're starting to lose her.
We do that sometimes when when Biff calls in.
Yeah, Big Al. Yeah, that's when.
And
we
for the
this,
record, you know. For the record, I didn't book this interview, so I don't want people to.
You want that on the record?
Yes.
This was a Sea Monster production.
Mm. I didn't even know Carly was coming on until I saw the rundown this morning.
Well, we discussed
here I
it.
Am.
So, all right. Well,
no, I'm happy for it. I feel bad for you that you have to be put in the middle of this and. Myself, all the talks that you and I have gone back and forth with the concert, what we're doing, not once have we mentioned Mike Lee. So it's it's not phasing us. It's the listeners and the texters who are trying to put this to another
level.
Well,
you also didn't mention chloroform, which I think will be part of the festivities.
Well, I've deleted that from my computer search. So.
It's a prop you have to bring. It's like a Rocky Horror Picture Show thing.
Iggy, I'm all for it. And I really would. I wish we were. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm going to be happy we're going to be in Sanibel. But if we were in town, I certainly would be going. I bet it's going to be a good night.
It is. And I've never experienced. I've only seen her once, actually. And we had good seats.
Iggy, what are you going to wear?
Good question.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Are you going to dress up kind of like Gaga?
Meet dress.
Ooh, I'll do a meat dress.
Oh,
I'll do
no.
A pork steak dress to represent St. Louis.
Carly, if you were to show up with a pork steak dress, I would find that amusing. But Iggy, you're so hypersensitive about the meat dress comments. Would that be a problem if Carly showed up in a pork steak dress?
No, Carly can wear what she wants. I'm tired of Doug bringing it up like 10 years ago. She wore the dress, and that's the only thing you hang on to.
I thought she wore it all the time.
Which she doesn't wear anymore, lip syncing, which she has never done.
Oh, that's right. Carla, are you comfortable going to a concert where it's predominantly lip-synced?
I mean, I don't care.
Okay. She doesn't lip-sync, Carly. Just don't pay attention to Doug.
I'm going to wear a pork steak dress.
That's yeah, right.
Why would if I you, care about anything
if
else?
You no, wear you should,
I'm going to make you
should.
Some pepperoni nipple tassels.
Oh, Doug, very you can't nice. Say that.
I think you can. I think the FCC just cleared that.
I'm okay. All in for that. No, Christina said, wear something that I can pick out of the audience so I can kind of wave to you guys. So I was thinking maybe pink pants, pink shirt, pink
you're
shoes.
Gonna, you're not going to do that.
Pink hat.
No.
No, I don't own a pink pants or shirt or hat. Now, we'll have fun. But what I was saying is that I've only seen her once and we had seats.
I know it would be better for you.
And we're going to...
Okay.
I'm not even going to ask who you're talking to.
What? There's another conversation going on. Who are you talking to? Carly.
What?
Who were you talking to just
oh,
then?
Oh, sorry.
Who are you talking to? You're doing a live radio that's interview. Right. Stay focused.
I know, that's what I was telling her.
Oh, okay.
Why are you guys yelling at me?
Well, let me tell you.
I'd like you to stay focused.
I'm feeling attacked. I don't feel like I'm in a safe space anymore.
But we're on the floor this time, and it's general admission. So I don't think we're going to get there that early. I guarantee you some of her little monsters will be in line like the day before.
What's the demo of the little monster?
12 to 20.
Are they still that young? They got to be older than that.
No, they're young.
No, they're older than that now. Maybe 8-9 years ago they were that young. But
no, they're still that young. And some of them grown up, and I guess you can still say they're little monsters. I don't know. I'm not a little monster. I'm just a fan of hers and adore her, but I'm not a little monster.
Murderous monster.
But we'll be on the floor, but we're not going to get there that early, so we're going to have cocktails at DB's, and then hopefully get there when the line has died down, and we'll just find a spot on the floor to all 6-8 of us just kind of hang out.
You're going to take a shuttle from DB's.
Mm. Yeah, Corey said it's closed for the season, but he's opening it up for us.
That's sweet action there.
Ooh,
very nice.
We're still VIP.
Could be cold. You'll need that pork steak dress.
And we get to hang out with the background dancers after?
That's right. That's
I feel
right.
Like a princess.
all for you, Carla.
Until that chloroform rag goes over your face, you're a princess.
This is about the time she feels comfortable.
Carly, thank you for dropping by the program. Have a great time with Iggy at Lady Gaga next week.
Thanks, Ian. Have a good day.
See you.
All right. Like,
there she is, Carly.
Carly.
There's apparently tension between Mike Lee and maybe Carly and maybe Iggy. I don't know. But Iggy is taking Carly to the Lady Gaga concert. Janie the Lesbian and the Viking Queen and the Beer Cats family of beers and the Ball Sacks family of balls.
I don't even know if they're going yet. They didn't get tickets. As of last.
But it's not sold out, is it?
I mean, you can get them online.
So that's not sold out.
Well, a concert technically is never sold out because all these Ticketmasters and these always have tickets, StubHub. You can find tickets.
What kind of attendance are you expecting at this show? And it's at the Scott Trade Center?
$17,000.
$17,000?
Yeah.
Wonder how many it'd hold. Like 20?
Probably.
Think, or would it be less? No, because they got half the thing for the stage.
So probably 17.
Yeah.
It'll probably sell out. All of our shows have so far. But with those 3,000 or so behind the stage that you don't sit, probably 17,000.
Doug, 17,000.
What's it cost to sit in these great seats that you have?
What did I give you?
With the tax?
$50? Was that what it was?
No, you're actually 40 short. You gave me 180.
Doug, 180.
Tickets are 240.
But with interest, it should be about 240 now that you owe me.
It was $1.20 each.
Just Venmo me, baby. Venmo for
no,
rolls.
Not $1.20. It was $1.89, $1.09, about $1.10. So $2.20 for two tickets.
Doug, watch this. Venmo for rolls.
So the average ticket might be $100?
No, I've seen...
What would you say the average ticket would be?
Average?
Yeah, average.
$110.
Okay, $110 times 17,000.
You figure that out, Einstein.
1.8 million.
Now she's making some coin.
Well, they got to pay the staff, the facilities costs. So I wonder what a big name, because a lot of that is promoting albums or whatever. What do you think she takes home for that? $250,000 for one night or something like that?
I don't know. Probably for the whole tour, she'll probably make 30 mil, 25 mil maybe.
Yeah. We should tour.
Now, why don't we tour?
Well, the difference is she's one of the biggest stars in the world.
Dude, that's a great idea. I think that's a winning idea.
Yeah, why don't we play Madison Square Garden?
We could tour. Well, I wouldn't go that far. Just say, I don't know if we could get the garden, but
we could buy time.
Family
on
arena.
We could buy time on a couple of different stations if we wanted to. Okay,
we could probably sell out Orlando.
Why don't
Gardens.
We replace Francesa? Let's do that.
Yeah,
yeah,
and then go on tour.
We could split his $5 million and probably be comfortable.
Yeah.
About not that. Really. Cost of living that much higher?
Hey, Mike told a story yesterday about a horse he knows. Would you like to take a Doug?
Okay. I guess we have to.
He gave a couple of long ones earlier. He gave you a Lancaster Bomber, finished second at 25-1. Yeah. Gave you a Blonde Bomber, finished third at 35-1. So he gave you some pretty good ones. I did hit Bar of Gold, who was $135, but did not hit the exacta.
Did you see what the trifecta paid on that?
I didn't, but I was mad because I actually see Bar of Gold, as I mentioned that day.
Yeah.
I happen to know I sit next to the owner every day at Saratoga. His box is next to mine, Chester Broman, Mr. and Mrs. Broman, lovely people. They have a lot of horses. That's one of their horses. That horse has been a favorite of mine, and I've been very lucky with that horse through the years. I know the horse well. John Kimmel trains, who I talk to all the time. He sits next to me at Saratoga also. I know the horse very well as I know any horse. I've always loved the horse. I knew she was in overhead, but I always have done well with her. So I played her that day, and I didn't make a big win.
I played with the favorite.
It was
$2,000.
Hey, there
was an odds on $27,000.
I missed the exacta. There's 14 horses in the race.
You could have played with the field.
No, yeah. I didn't do that. How many people play a 66-1 horse with the entire field? I mean, that's
Doug, that's Mike.
He knows that horse.
I know that horse. H-A-W-R-S-E.
He's essentially just having personal conversations on the show now.
He sits next to old Chester Broman right up there at Saratoga.
He has a box at Saratoga. Do you buy, you get, season tickets at Saratoga?
Where is Saratoga? How far is that from, New York City?
I think it's got to be, an hour and a half, 2 hours away, I think.
What do you think Francesa lives? White Plains.
Mm. Westchester.
Mm.
Staten Island,
Scarsdale.
I guarantee it's not Staten Island. There's a guy with a rolling folder, like one of those accordion folders. I think this could be an attorney ready to give you a suit.
I'm about to get served.
I think you might get served.
I'm about
right
to
here.
Get served.
One can hope.
Doug, Mike says he enjoys the idea of being a free agent, so maybe he's not retiring. What's going on here?
For the first time ever, I've been under the same contract. I know it sounds crazy, but I've been under the same contract for 30 years. I mean, that was one of the, it really is, I know that's odd to say, but basically all they ever did was just change the number of years and the terms, meaning how much I was getting paid and the years, and then the same boilerplate contract stayed in effect. So all we did was do a one-page addition. And then 3 years left of my contract, I'd get a six-year deal, and then 3 years in, they'd give me a new deal. Then 3 years in or 2 years in, they'd give me a new deal. And it kept going on that way to where I never got to the end of a contract. This is the first time I will have ever gotten in my life in 30 years to the end of the contract. I never even came within 2 years of the end of a contract. So this will be the first time ever I've been a free agent, and I'm not really one until April 1st, so I do have some time on the side. Not completely. There are some things I can do, some things I can't do. I can't spell them out. But there's some things I'm prohibited from doing for 3 months.
But he does know the horse, so you got to think that's going to factor in.
So I guess he's back in the game.
Did he really bring in that much money for that station?
That horse has been a favorite of mine, and I've been very lucky with that horse.
Honestly, I've never listened to the show. I don't know.
I mean,
they sell ratings. They're able to sell ratings.
Yeah.
So that's what they can
do. Give him credit. He's been there forever because he does get numbers.
I'm saying he gets huge ratings.
But
I'm
not saying you are, but I'm saying we have fun with him on this show. But the truth is, I mean, there's been a lot of guys have tried to take him on, come and go. You know, he lost his partner when Mad Dog and he split, and he's still there. So give him credit. He's got staying power because people like his show.
He must make a fortune for that station for them to want to give him more money even before 2 years before the contract runs out.
Yes. So give him credit.
There's not many people that get that kind of.
Maybe we should start to know a horse.
be a good start.
You want to go meet some horses? Well,
Saratoga's too far. We go to Fairmount Park. Go to the Black Stallion Room.
Maximilian.
Maximilian's a chef there. He used to be anyway. I don't know if he's still there or not.
I used to love Skip, the guy that parked cars. He was entertaining.
Skip at Fairmount Park?
Yeah. He used to have your ticket, and he would do something with it. 54 and a flag, and he'd just flick it, and the tickets would go flying. And He was great
You went there often enough that you knew the guy who parked cars?
Yeah.
Doug, Reka Vodka is the official vodka of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Why don't you pour yourself one this morning, kind of set the stage for a lovely day. Maybe we go out and play some golf. Looks nice. And have a taste. Skål. That's cheers in Icelandic, Doug. It's Reka Vodka, the official vodka of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Taste me.
Well, if I get real comfortable in my house, I might be ready for some vodka. Because my house is so comfortable now, thanks to Design Air, Seth Goldkamp, and what his people did. Didn't used to be that way.
Right.
I would actually want to go and put the dishes in the dishwasher, because I could run hot water over my hands and warm up, because this house was so uneven with the furnace, and then in the summer with the air conditioner. I mean, it was really bad.
You're a cheapskate. You didn't get really a good bad. Furnace. You're wow. a cheapskate.
Well, I didn't get the kind of furnace I needed, but boy, I have it now. I got what they call the Doug Vaughn furnace.
What is it called?
It's called the Doug Vaughn furnace. Mm. Might be hard to remember, but it's got this big
but
blower.
But it's bottom heavy.
It's got this great blower, and it really forces that air up to the second floor to keep you warm and toasty in the winter and cool as a cucumber in the summer. Thank you, Seth Goldkamp, fourth generation owner of the company, been around since 1904. Schedule your fall furnace check today at 314-739-1600 or online at designairservice.com. If you're in the market for a new furnace, be like me. Make your house more comfortable than you ever imagined. Again, that's 314-739-1600 or designairservice.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train.
Your Tim McKernan Show podcast schedule is as follows. Alderwoman Megan Green, that interview just went up. Next Monday, Chris Kerber, loved that interview. I think Blues fans will really enjoy it. That's next Monday, and then Isaac Bruce the following Monday. Every Wednesday, we do questions from the audience. So the Plowhawk and Iggy and I are recording that after today's program. We'll do a couple of sodes, but I got so many questions that we have plenty for a few sodes because I'll be out of town. Plowhawk, are you ready to bring heat? You said you're going to bring heat? That's kind of...
Yeah, you know, just right after the show, do, you know, a couple minutes of show prep in the Lumina, and I'll be straight ready to go. Spitting heat, you know.
What sort of heat you bringing, bro?
Whatever comes off the top of my head, just roll with it. I hope the questions are just as good as what the last program brought. So.
Yeah, people can email them to me if they want to have questions answered and questions from the audience. T. McKernan at InsideSTL.com. And then Fridays, producer Joe and I make our picks for the weekend. And I think I went 1-6 last weekend, so I hope everybody followed me.
Okay, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's not great. You want, ideally, you win 1 out of 7.
Yeah, maybe it's the idiots who got it all right.
Exactly.
It's stupid sharps. They took a loss, but they know what's going on.
I have a special deal for the Cat Chats podcast. The Cat Chat podcast.
Kitty cat.
Because today is the final day for the one that runs for this week. You can still get it.
Adam Wainwright.
Yeah. But since we're starting the new one tomorrow, which will be Matt Adams, also I think a pretty good conversation, today you can download the Adam Wainwright podcast absolutely free.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely free.
How about
special
other
deal.
What's it cost
for our listeners of this program? What's that?
What's it normally cost?
Disclaimer, it's all free.
Is it?
Yeah, but still. That's
yeah,
an
but
incentive.
It's still a special
it
deal.
It feels especially free today because it's the last day.
The Cat interviewed Matt Holliday yesterday, Doug. We don't want to give the whole thing away. That'll be airing in a couple of weeks on the Cat Chat podcast. And what do you say? It's a Cat Chat?
Kitty Cat.
But unfortunately, there was a technical glitch. Just real briefly, take a listen if you
hear. Being closer here in Florida would probably have influence on my decision and things like that. So, as you know.
Gone.
Just like
what
that.
Happened? We're going to have to edit this. Call him back.
Yeah, I think they lost him.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Are you there? Are you there? Ah! That's it.
He pickled you?
Jim?
Yes, what happened? You have a cheap cell phone.
I don't think this is my fault.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
What happened? Where was he?
We got disconnected. It happened. Ah. But he talked about the fact that he wants to play this season. He talked about the difficulty of being healthy and not playing in the postseason.
Was tough. I'm anxious to hear what he has to say about that.
And he talked about beyond next season what his plans involving baseball might be. I thought perhaps sitting right next to Danny Mac doing analysis.
Wow. Along with,
you know, we have a bunch of guys we use, so maybe Matt Holliday could jump in and do some. I thought he was great when he sat in.
Yeah, it was.
He was really good. And, you know,
where's he going to live? Is he going to live full time in Jupiter?
Yeah, he's got a pretty nice spread there.
How could he afford that?
Good question.
But I think there's a sort of a misconception about Matt Holliday, just because there were times in the group scrums where he didn't seem that eager to talk. But you hear him where he has time and he wants to do it. I mean, he's insightful. He's really funny. And he's one of my favorite guys that I've ever had the privilege of covering. So he'll be on after we have Wainwright finishes up tonight. Then it's Matt Adams, then Paul DeJong.
Finalist for Rookie of the Year, along with Cody Bellinger and Josh Bell.
Then Matt Holliday. So we got a bunch lined up.
That's good stuff. Yeah. I enjoyed the Wainwright one for sure. Subscribe to both the Tim McKernan Show and the Cat Chat podcast.
And Holliday really likes when you throw in questions about extraterrestrials and whether or not they really exist. Yeah, he really seemed to embrace that part of the conversation.
Do you think they do? They exist?
No, he said no.
He doesn't think so. Well, how do you explain the pyramids?
Nice.
I can't explain it to my kids.
Maybe you have to be a guest on the podcast.
Yeah, Doug, why don't you get on the Cat Chat podcast? What jersey are you wearing today, bro?
Me? Oh, Air Force.
Oh, all right. I thought it was St. Catherine Laboure jersey.
No, it says Air Force.
It's not really a jersey. It's sort of a pullover.
Well, it looked like a jersey. That's why I was surprised, but it is a pullover.
Yes, it's a pullover.
You've been pulling for Air Force since they gave you a free jersey, right?
I don't believe they ever gave me a free jersey.
You bought some of
I have a brother-in-law who went to the Air Force Academy, is now a colonel, and I have my godson, the son of the brother-in-law, who also went to the Air Force Academy, and he's now a fighter pilot based in England.
Wow.
So from time to time, a Christmas present or something, I get something.
Fighting off that blitzkrieg, huh?
Well, I don't know. There might be a blitzkrieg in North Korea. I don't know what's going to happen in Europe.
So he'd shoot across Asia?
I don't know that he would, because he's still pretty young. I don't know if he'd be the guy that would be in that kind of...
A little scared, huh? Squadron. A little scared?
Well, I'm sure everybody's a little bit nervous.
Yeah, but that was cool when Maverick and Iceman got a chance to work together.
Well, see, that was a movie, so you just kind of pretend there.
Does everyone have to kind of go through that thing where you take off your shirt and play volleyball? With the boys.
Yeah, is that like part of the like,
it seems like team training?
I seriously doubt that happened.
Good scene, though.
If he has any video, send it over. Thanks. Okay. Doug, Mike Leach wanted you to know who his favorite college mascots are. This was at his weekly press conference.
Oh, good, yeah.
Here's what he...
Let me think here. Well, first of all, there should be more sharks if you're by an ocean. That tiger at LSU that's a live, real tiger sitting in there in some metal structure, which clearly he could rip his way out of if he wanted to, even half wanted to. That's an awesome one. The buffalo at Colorado, that's an awesome one. There's a place in Kansas called Pitt State, and I used to see it on film. We didn't play them. Called Pitt State, and they're the gorillas.
Gorillas.
And there should be a lot more gorillas for mascots.
Yeah, great.
Just think about it. A gorilla can whip a lot of stuff, you know.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Then the students and everybody, when it came time for the opponent to come out, they play Welcome to the Jungle, just blaring Welcome to the Jungle. Then the visiting team would come through the tunnel, and they'd all be hurling bananas at the visiting team. You'd see bananas everywhere, bananas bouncing off helmets, bananas just flying through the air. And that was Welcome to Pitt State, because you're about to play the gorillas. How about that?
Pittsburgh State.
Doug, these are different press conferences than, say, Barry Odom's.
Yeah.
Probably Butch Jones, I would imagine, aren't really focused on mascots at this point.
No, but I enjoy these more.
I do.
Do you think they have a guy like Calvin May there that asks the same type question every week? Because every press conference, he has answers like aliens.
Well, there is a Twitter handle. I think her name is Lindsay Joe, or I forgot her name exactly. She is a reporter out there and goes to a lot of, if not all, the Mike Leach press conferences. And she does listener questions similar to what me, Tim, and Iggy are going to do, where some of the fans will tweet her some questions, and if she likes it, she'll ask it and then tweet back at the person after she asked the question. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the random questions are from her, who are also from a lot of different Twitter followers of hers.
Well, it's great. He doesn't seem to mind.
No,
he could shut it down quickly if he did.
I would love to have him as my coach if I went to any university. I would love that. Mike Leach.
Unless he locks you in a hot shed somewhere after practice.
Yeah, we'll brush that under the rug.
All right. We don't have to keep bringing that up. His team's pretty good. He's had some good teams.
Doug, it's Catholics versus Convicts week.
Yes.
I'm thinking about, I was telling Anna Marie this, because we're only 2 hours away from Miami, on the other side of the state, but you know what you do? You shoot across that Alligator Alley.
Shoot across, yeah.
Yeah, and go to Hard Rock Stadium. I kind of wouldn't mind going to that. I would love to see Notre Dame get in there, more for my parents. Like, I'm a huge fan. But Notre Dame's a 3.5-point favorite on the undefeated Hurricanes.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of the Hurricanes?
Because not really.
You covered some good teams, though.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Some of the great teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. National championship.
You and Jimmy Johnson ever get a chance to hang out on a fishing boat?
Well, not on the boat.
What about Howard Schnellenberger?
He was the coach. They were both coaches when I was down there.
Who were you closer with?
Oh, I guess Johnson.
Really?
Just because he was there 3 or 4 years.
And because Howard wore a suit coat?
No, Howard was rather old at the time.
Well, he was coaching Oklahoma like 10 years later.
I know, but it seemed like he was old because I was in my 20s and he was probably in his 60s. So he seemed like a much older guy.
He's still around. He has a website.
Yeah, he was a nice guy. He was a good guy.
So you don't pull for the Canes.
He's the one that fixed it all, because when he got there,
who was,
Miami
who was the coach
was
before? They were like a
stuff.
Mess, and all of a sudden they start winning national championships.
Yeah, they were nothing.
What, did he win one, Johnson won two, and then like Dennis Erickson won one, I think?
That sounds right. I believe so.
And then Butch Jones went on a little run there as well.
Jim Kelly kind of got started.
Butch Jones is Rondo's guy at Tennessee. Butch Davis.
Davis, thank you very much.
No
thank you.
I know you're talking about Plowhawk.
Jim Kelly got things turned around there. He was the quarterback.
Bernie Kosar, Vinny Testaverde, Gino Toretta.
But they were nowhere, not even on the college football map until Kelly got there and had some big years. That kind of got it rolling.
That's fun, man. I'm looking forward to watching this thing. And I don't know if it's worth it to go over there on because it's an 8 o'clock Eastern game. I'd love to see that. That's pretty cool. But I was watching that 30 for 30, just happened to watch it again last night. It's a great 30 for 30 for those of you who have not seen it. I feel like a lot of people have watched. Did you watch that, the Catholics versus Catholics? Were you already in St. Louis then, or were you still covering that team?
Yeah, I was there.
You were at that game in Notre Dame?
I was not at the game at Notre Dame, but I was still down there.
Oh, really? Wow.
In Miami. Yeah.
You've covered a lot of stuff in your life, huh?
Well, if you're old enough, there's some things that
But I always
love
to talk about that part of your career where the sky was the limit. And now, you know, you've already
stalled out.
Yeah.
I remember
sort of feels that way.
Casually, like a few months ago, you said, I was in the press box for the Flutie Hail Mary, which I think is huge. But
That's a great moment. Yeah. What was that like? Was Miami a huge favorite?
They were a favorite over just about everybody back then. They've just rolled over teams.
Because in that 30 versus 30, or 34-30, I apologize, Johnson says the reason why, because the whole basis for that game being so huge, outside of the fact that they were both undefeated, was that Notre Dame felt like Jimmy Johnson had run up the score intentionally on Jerry Faust, who was this crappy coach.
Mm-hmm. Good high school coach.
Great high school coach who then became the Notre Dame coach.
Right.
Which is an amazing thing to look back on. Can you imagine that now? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, what were they thinking?
I mean, Barry Odom not having had coaching experience is a big enough deal for Missouri fans, some Missouri fans, but at least he was a defensive coordinator.
Gus Malzahn was a high school coach, too.
And then killed it, but he'd gone to Memphis, I believe, because I remember when I was working in Arkansas, I think there was talk of him then. But either way, whatever. The point being, Faust's last game, he'd already announced he was going to leave, and they just beat the ever-living hell out of Jerry Faust in Notre Dame, and a lot of Notre Dame fans took it personally, and so it became like a death wish to get him back, and they did when Miami was undefeated and Notre Dame was undefeated in 88. Same day, by the way, as the Kirk Gibson home run. Has there ever been a more significant day in sports as far as looking back on memories for one day? I'm sure there's been some others like that, but my God.
That 30 for 30 where the OJ trial, I think
The NBA Finals.
And but, Palmer's last deal, I think that was...
But as far as like, I mean, you're having two games... but anyway, the point is Johnson said because they had been up 30-0 on Maryland and wound up losing that game, and they had been up on Boston.
Boomer Esiason,
and then Boston College, obviously the famous Doug Flutie one. You could be 15 years old and know about that. And then also earlier in the season, and they show this, they were up huge, or they were behind huge, excuse me, at Ann Arbor with like 7 minutes left by like 21 points, and they came back and won that game. And it might have been the week before they played in South Bend. And so his point was, he felt like, now who knows if it's true or not, that they didn't run up the score that they just made sure that they kept playing. And sometimes their second stringers, and I know this happened with Missouri and Nebraska, for example, their second stringers would just score. I mean, you can't have guys like Neal on the football in the third quarter.
No, they had some great teams. They had one team, I think it was the 85 team, where they had 43 players off the roster play in the NFL.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was incredible.
So a lot of those guys weren't even playing then.
Right. Yeah, some of them were the guys' second and third stringers at the time.
Wow. Somehow Missouri played Miami in the 1980s, and I always thought to myself, how in the hell did this happen? It happened like a couple of years, and you just go, God, I mean, the number could be 50, and this is when Missouri was really, really bad.
Yeah.
And Miami would obviously just... But that game, Miami-Notre Dame, hasn't mattered. God, I don't know. I think you maybe got to go back to 89 for it to really have impact on the national championship, and whoever wins this game, it's kind of like a quarterfinal for the national championship. Notre Dame doesn't have to play in the ACC championship, even though they're kind of members of the ACC. I don't really understand how that works. Miami does have to play in the ACC championship, even though the game is at Miami Saturday night. Notre Dame is the 3.5-point favorite. And I would have said, man, I'd be all over Notre Dame on that, but then I saw how well Miami played against Virginia Tech on Saturday night, and I'm like, well, maybe Miami's legitimate. Mark Richt in his second year down there doing some stuff that you haven't seen at Miami in a long time.
If you go to that game, you better count on staying a night in Miami because the game won't be over till close to midnight, and then you'd have to drive back in the middle of the night.
And there are alligators all over Alligator.
Yeah, you don't want to have car
trouble
there.
They're just all over there.
Oh, God, yeah, and Florida Panthers are out there.
The hockey team?
No, the real Panthers.
I don't understand.
They have Panthers in the Everglades.
And they jump up on the...
Well, they can.
Really?
There's not a lot of them. They're in danger.
I've never driven across Alligator Alley at night. I always do a daytime I-75 shoot.
How much money would it take for you to walk across the Everglades?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
With all the pythons that are out there now?
Ha! Ha!
Gators.
Ha.
Gators. Rogue panther every now and then.
There's like a shrub.
Oh, that'd be the least of your problem. Shrubbery.
Sometimes it seems like it's the biggest problem.
Is there any amount of money someone could give you for you to walk across the Everglades?
Give me $1 million and I'd try, but there's a lot of dangerous, deadly creatures along with, you know, maybe falling into a sinkhole as well. I think $1 million would start me off rather well.
Be okay.
Doug, the Ric Flair 30 for 30 premieres tonight. Thanks. It's from the 314.
I'd like to watch that.
I want to watch it, but here's my analysis on it, and I could be wrong. It's kind of like when you see like huge movie stars really pushing a movie. It makes you go, uh-oh, the movie might not be that good or is not that good, and that's why they're doing this. I feel like there hasn't been a promotion for the 30 for 30 like this ever before, so I'm wondering how good this is going to be. And I don't really know what the story is. I mean, yeah, I'm amused by him. Don't get me wrong.
It's been a year acting like I was in fights, fake fighting.
Well, I think there's going to be a lot. The reason I'll watch it, just because a lot of good footage that you may like that I may not have seen from Nature Boy and old school wrestling. Yeah, that's why I'll watch it. I'm sure they have footage that hasn't been released and maybe some interviews that haven't been released as well. So I'm excited to watch
it. I'm going to watch it. I'm kind of wondering, though, how good I will think it is because I feel like it's been promoted so much. It'll get huge numbers. You can never go wrong with the crossover of reaching wrestling fans. That's a great strategy.
Which is peculiar that ESPN, a legitimate sports entity, does cover WWE.
Because they're like, hell, it brings us viewers. We might as well do it. Time for the Hot Shots email of the day. So let me get this straight. Doug, a suspension special's on the line, by the way, from Hot Shots. We'll be there. TMA Live brought to you by Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning Effort Thursday. Hot Shots at Waterville. So let me get this straight. Both Tim and Iggy had the option of attending St. Louis University High School. One has a massive following in the greater St. Louis area as a successful radio personality and amateur restaurateur, all while being the definition of a family man, just a great American in general.
Okay, light up.
I've never been described as a family man.
Well, get used to it, because you are now.
Well, but I mean, I enjoy the company of a stag film.
Oh.
The other attends geriatric nudist festivals, lives alone in apartments, stashing stripper corpses, and eats Gerber-strained peaches. Wonder who won on that decision. Contrary to what people who live literally anywhere else that isn't St. Louis, Tim and Iggy are living proof that your high school choice does matter. Doug, that comes from Carlos Spicy Wiener, St. Louis University High School, class of 2008.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Carlos Spicy Wiener.
Do you think you would not be sitting here if you went to St. Louis U High? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Maybe. Because I really didn't try in high school. I didn't have to.
Brentwood.
I made A's and B's for doing nothing.
All right.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Doug, how was Kirkwood?
I had to try.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely tried. I didn't do the homework that I should have. I didn't try hard enough.
Yeah, but you knew you were going to be reading texts from Bicurious Men.
Yeah, I could have shut it down in fifth grade and done the same thing.
Did you assert yourself in college, though?
Not like I should have, no.
Enough. Cautionary tale.
Enough, but not like I should have.
Guys, Plops here. You talked about private schools and Catholic schools, and is it worth the money? Well, let me drop a hot case study on your chests. I went to Catholic schools for 13 years, kindergarten through high school. God only knows what my parents paid to make sure I had a faith-based upbringing. Now here we are, 18 years after the fact, and every morning at 9:55 a.m., they stare at their radio in the kitchen, sitting silently with sad looks on their faces, hoping that their son, who writes into a radio station 5 days a week as a character named Misty Plops, doesn't bring up anal or making out with imaginary gay carnival workers. Mm-hmm. They paid for hundreds of hours of tutoring and made me go to summer school so that my grades would stay high enough so that I could keep going to that Catholic school. But I guess you could say it was all worth it because the big thing on my agenda today is competing for a free sandwich in a radio station contest. And the radio station has openly stated that they have recently lost a number of the prizes, so it might all be for nothing.
Could be.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's showbiz, babe. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever, as long as you're cool with paying $4,500 per semester. Thanks, Misty Plops.
45, that'd be
pretty
cheap.
Strong.
4,500 semester would be cheap.
Remember, he called his shot on Twitter.
He did.
Misty Plops, assistant program director.
And in van, too. Asking for a friend? If I'm reading the newspaper on the tarlet, minding my own business, and my male friend busts into the stall and starts to pour warm asparagus tinky down the small of my back, all while making out with me, is that gay? Think about it, Doug. Thanks. That's from Tunnels 12,000. That's kind of a question.
Do you have a picture today? No picture?
No picture.
Gentlemen, Tunnels 12,000 has been suspended for that. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going to the Hot Shots Leather-Bound Suspension Log. You'll Hot Shots, 11 locations. Hey, and I'd like to take this time to say thank you to Wright Business Products for the ink pens. They'll brand your office equipment. Hey, thank you, Wrightsy.
Another alternate Godfather scene. Clemenza and Rocco have Paulie drive him around St. Louis looking for a quiet place to, quote, take care of him. After picking up frozen custard, Clemenza has him take him down to the Laclede's Landing. Clemenza, pull over by that sex shop with the radio station above it. I got to take a leak. Rocco, you can't go here in the city. Clemenza, it's fine. It's the landing. Everybody pees on the street here. A parking cop appears from nowhere and taps on the window. Parking officer, you can't park here. Don't you know there's ample parking all over St. Louis? I assume you work at the radio stations. Tell your friends Jim Hayes and Doug Vaughn they owe $300 in tickets for illegally parking at the Lumiere. Clemenza, lady, we don't work for no radio station. Parking officer, and tell your buddy Rich Gould there's a warrant out on him for assaulting an attendant with a traffic cone and giving it a heave. The cop finally leaves, and they finish the job on Paulie. Rocco looks confused when another mob car pulls up to whisk them away. Clemenza, drop the gun. Take the Ted Drews. Doug, that's another alternate Godfather scene.
Sure.
The St. Louis edition from Bill Pullman's Independence Day
Pretty
speech.
Pretty good.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Hey, boys, I was going to save this for Tim's podcast and the questions from the listeners, but figured I could get my answers via email today. Iggy, I picked up your latest cookbook entitled The Barefoot Hoosier. I'm trying to follow your recipe for Mrs. Johnson's short braised ribs, but I have a few concerns. Number one, the main ingredient is a nicely trimmed torso, but you don't specify if this is beef or pork. Number two, is a bowling ball really necessary to crush the sternum? Number three, later in the recipe, you actually refer to the ribs as Mrs. Johnson from apartment 3C. And I quote, put Mrs. Johnson in the oven at 250 degrees for 6 hours. Is that a typo? Yours truly, Doug, that's from Neil Allen, Craig Paquette. And
Neil
that's what I have.
Allen, Craig Paquette.
You know, we had some good ones. I put Plops, Neil Allen, and Bill Pullman. I'm going to go Neil Allen, Craig Paquette.
I'm not. I'm going to go with Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Plops was good, too.
With Misty Plops.
Boy, it's wide open here.
I got who knows the Mrs. Johnson thing killed me. I got Neil Allen.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow,
Jack. Mrs. Johnson gets Neil Allen, Craig Paquette. Misty Plaps calls the shot. I thought it was worthy. It didn't win it, though, Doug. That's a suspension special. Okay. The hot shots. Congratulations to Neil Allen, Craig Paquette. Time for us to shut it down here on the radio program. Doug, did we cover all the commercials?
Well, I'd just like to say once again, thank you, Hot Shots. Find one of their 11 area locations at hotshots.net and swing by today for lunch. Hey, try the brand new Red Hot Riblet Wings and Burgers. And thank you, Wright Business Products, locally owned and operated business that can brand ink pens, business cards, can coolies, magnets, and so much more. Call Brian Mode at 618-277-4109 to get started today. Thank you, Wright C.
All right, time for us to shut it down. Frank's up next for the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Sea Monster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning.